AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Kuwait says its air defenses opened fire earlier today to intercept incoming drones and missiles. Iran acknowledged launching a retaliatory strike after the U.S. bombed radar and drone control sites in the country. In Iran, the U.S. said that was in response to Iran shooting down an American drone over the weekend. The fighting comes as the U.S. and Iran are trying to negotiate an end to the war. In a social media post today, President Trump expressed optimism about the talks. Meanwhile, the Israeli military says its troops in Lebanon have captured a strategic mountain topped with a crusader-built castle. Israel is battling Iran-backed Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Direct Israel-Lebanon negotiations are set for tomorrow in Washington. In other news, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on a curfew around an immigration detention center in New Jersey after clashes between protesters and ICE.
There's now a curfew around Delaney Hall, an immigration detention center in Newark, New Jersey, where clashes have happened between protesters and federal agents, including ICE, that's now drawing in local and state police. Governor Mikey Sherrill describes one over the weekend where she says three protesters were arrested.
They threw projectiles. They used barriers as weapons and lit tires on fire in the street.
The Democrat says this takes the focus off the detainees and only inflames the situation.
And I refuse to give ICE an excuse to surge into our communities.
Those comments, courtesy WABC, Newark Mayor Roz Baraka imposing a curfew from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. around Delaney Hall. Protesters have been demonstrating on behalf of detainees inside who went on a hunger strike over poor living conditions. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. Flamingos are arriving in record numbers to Florence, Italy. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Flamingos are arriving in record numbers to Venice, Italy. Jane DeMosto, executive director of We Are Here Venice, says damaged wetlands are being restored.
Our work is looking at how actively revegetating an area like this, that's mostly sediment, can anticipate the development of the resistance of these infills to erosion.
The flamingos, which famously nest in Spain and France, started showing up in the Venetian Lagoon in the early 2000s, and now the more than 200 square miles is one of the most important winter spots in the European flamingos' entire habitat range.
Especially last year's numbers were the highest ever.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.